Long ago, O Lord, you spoke to your servant not through the earthquake or the wind or the fire, but through that still small voice. Father, speak to us through that still small voice this night. Amen.
And now Mr. Billy Stratton will lead us in prayer.
A blind man once heard of Jesus and realized he was nearby, and he cried, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And people tried to get him to keep quiet, but he shouted more and more emphatically, and Jesus heard him and said, "Bring him." And the man tapped his way to Jesus as a blind man would, convinced that Jesus knew his need and would immediately deal with it. But the Savior asked him a most penetrating question rather than just immediately take care of his blindness. He said, "What would you have me to do for you?" As we turn to prayer tonight, I wonder in your heart of hearts, amidst all of your personal longings and wants, you would be able to tell Lord in this prayer time the one thing you would like him to deal with. Not that he'll just deal with one thing, but out of all of your mess, what's the one thing you would love him to touch tonight? Would you tell him as we turn to the Lord in prayer? Our great loving God and Heavenly Father, we don't have to ask you to be here. You are here. We acknowledge your presence. We're thankful that you're delighted that we're gathering in your name, and that through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're more and more aware each moment of the great thing that the Savior has done in saving us from our sins. And now, O our God, we accept his gift of access into your presence to talk to you, knowing we don't have to shout like that blind man of old to attract your attention, for your ears are ever open unto the prayers of your people. And as we bow in your presence tonight, O our God, our heart goes out to you. We seek you to be the sole answer to our special need. Father, hear the cry of each heart as at this moment they whisper in the depths of their being, where only you alone will know, the one thing they would like you to do tonight. Tell him now. Father, thank you for hearing that. We thank you that tonight, as you take up your servant, you will anoint him afresh. You will fill him with yourself, because it's your delight to meet the needs of your people. Take that word, spoken and read, and make it truth in particular, to people in particular, to meet that particular need. Father, have a good time in your people tonight, for Jesus' sake.